Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
The Ascension, the solemnity, is often not overlooked, but the importance of it is not as frequently considered as some of the other events. And yet it is very, very important. Because when Jesus ascends and takes his throne in heaven, that is when we begin speaking of the kingdom of heaven. And until he takes his throne, it's not something that's going to be part of the discussion. Daniel, in chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, had visions of heaven. And part of this vision was the Son of Man. I'm going to read this to you. As the visions during the night continued, I saw coming with the cloud of heaven one like a Son of Man. When he reached the Ancient of Days and was presented before him, he received dominion, splendor, and kingship. All nations, peoples, and tongues will serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away. His kingship, one that shall not be destroyed. Now we know, just by hearing that, and this is Daniel in the Babylonian exile, he had a vision of the ascension and of Jesus ascending to that kingship. And what did Jesus, when we go back to the New Testament, he's always calling himself the Son of Man. He's fulfilling Daniel's prophecy. Daniel's the one that uses the term Son of Man. And then with this ascension and the Lord ascending on the clouds, even then he still is fulfilling the Old Testament. Up until the very last act, even after he's died, he's fulfilling it. Jesus, who ascends to God the Father on a cloud, and you heard, reached the Ancient of Days and was presented before him and is presented to him. The angels are present. That's in the earlier couple of verses before the one I read. Angels, myriads, are there to watch this. Thrones are set up. Plural thrones, not a throne. The Father is there. The Son comes on the clouds. The angels witness this. And it is then that Christ, the high priest, who gave himself as the ultimate sacrifice, takes the throne and becomes Christ the King. And everything, as you heard in the second reading of the Ephesians, everything is put at his feet. All power is given to him. That's the moment. We talk about the glory of God. We talk about the power of Jesus Christ. We talk about going to heaven. We talk about working for the kingdom of heaven. What is my purpose in life for God the Father? What am I supposed to do for Him? When He takes that throne and becomes King of the universe, all of that, all of those questions now have real significance. He takes a seat and becomes the King of heaven. We remember the words he said to Pontius Pilate. This isn't my kingdom. This is my kingdom. My subjects would be fighting for me. Of course that wasn't, this wasn't his kingdom. Now, with the ascension, he receives his kingdom. So in our reading, and most importantly, as he becomes king of heaven, now we, as the loyal subjects, may enter into his established kingdom. You see how important the ascension is. Not just Jesus disappearing in the sky. It's really important. And then you go back to the first reading, the apostle asks Jesus, well, finally, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? And he says, these things aren't for you to know. Right? He just kind of shuffles that one off. That's not your business. That's not for you to know. That's not what's important for you. And then he refocuses on what he wants them to focus on. And that is, you are going to be witnesses in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, to the ends of the earth. That's what I want you to keep your eyes on. Don't worry about when I'm coming again. Don't worry about what this, and the other thing. Focus on your job. And it's the same for us. Worry about this coming in the future, that coming in the future. Do your job. And if you do your job as faithful servants, you feel the Lord's present with you, or you feel he's kind of distant, whatever. Like the master being away from the servants on business. Then he comes home, sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. But he expects the subjects, the servants, to be faithful and continue working whether he's there or not, whether they feel him or not. That's what's important. Keep that duty, perseverance, gift of the Holy Spirit, fortitude. Keep your eye on the job. Let us keep our focus on serving the Lord, doing his will in this one life that we have. We don't believe in reincarnation. And remember that he awaits his loyal subjects to come home. You heard in the collect, while he's gone to his glory, we have hope. We're supposed to have hope. He awaits us in his kingdom, and we are supposed to go home to him in his kingdom.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.